Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura, in the morning, Friday morning, 6:16. Laura, what the heck did you feed this dog today?
Puppy, are you okay? Murphy.
Murphy, our Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX puppy. Look at him. He's getting bigger by the minute, friends. I think he's about 80 pounds today.
No, he's not.
And he fell off the couch twice.
So he discovered that he can jump up on furniture.
Right.
Which,
and I'm okay with that. That couch is okay for all of our guests. But he rolled off of it.
Don't worry.
And then he just did it again.
He did. He totally just took a swan dive. Now, here's the thing, friends. I'm just going to put it out there. I am vacuuming once a week in here.
Just to
make sure that things are spick and span.
Uh-huh.
But at home, the couch is a little higher. And only this week is he now able to get up on it. So the cats are kind of angry.
Oh, that's a cat couch.
Well, that was like their safe space.
Okay,
his puppy was on the floor. They got too rambunctious. He got too rambunctious. Up on top of the couch. But now he can go everywhere.
Okay,
he's coming out of his shell.
He certainly is, in the studio at least. Now here's the deal, friends. If you haven't been with us in a while, Laura got a new puppy, and in order to train a puppy, you have to be with the puppy. So our gracious employers said she can bring the puppy in. Puppy stays in studio from 6 a.m. till about 6:30.
Yep.
Then he goes to Laura's office where he gets crated and takes nappy nap.
That is true. And then after the show, we take him on a walk. But he did it two times in a row. He's playing with his toys that I bring in.
Yeah.
And he just rolled off the couch on the floor, thud.
Yeah, how many times has that happened when you're in college and you did it in front of your roommates, right? But this is funny when you see a dog do it because he's getting big. He's got to be, 30 pounds by now?
I think 30 pounds. He was 25.
And only 3 months old.
Yeah, he was 25 pounds when I took him to the vet. So he's probably a couple more pounds.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
We had a guy working in here late last night working on some of our equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, he's not the neatest of guys. Left a couple of bolts laying on the ground.
That's okay.
Dog ate him right away.
No, he didn't eat anything.
You got him out of his mouth, though.
Yes. Oh, we picked everything up. We're good.
Okay,
he's over here by my feet.
Okay, good. Tell him to behave. He's got approximately 22 minutes. No, wait, 12 minutes.
I was going to say, it's not that long.
And then we'll go into the 6:30 news, and that's when we say bye to Murphy, and he heads into his crate in Laura's office.
He knows his routine, though.
And he's good at it.
He's good at it. He knows the routine.
Well, here's my original point. The routine is getting good, but he's coming out of his shell, he said. So he used to come in here at 6 a.m. and just sit on the floor and stare at you.
Well, now he's playing.
Now he's rolling off the couch.
He is.
Boy, I wish I could roll off the couch.
Now just be careful. You don't want to injure yourself.
I wish I could sit on the couch without pain.
Also, you just have to be careful. You don't want to injure yourself.
Okay. We got it. And Conan O'Brien is back to our late night TV lineup. I don't know where he's been, but here it is.
Trump's summit with Kim Jong-un completely fizzled. It was a problem. Not a lot of reporters were allowed to cover the summit in Vietnam. Yet it was so restricted, the only journalist from the U.S. was Mario Lopez.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, getting you ready for Flashback Friday there with Green Day, and Laura's wearing her MTV t-shirt.
I am.
I haven't seen one of those shirts since 1982.
Look, I cut off the sleeves.
Oh, you cut the sleeves off yourself.
Yes, you see it.
That's so 1982.
That really is, yeah.
This I got from a babysitter who, gave me some hand-me-downs. She was awesome. We had great babysitters in our neighborhood.
I was going to say, is this going to be a long, scary story? But No.
No, we had, this sort of handful of girls, young women, who used to watch my sister and I when we were little.
Uh-huh.
And they were just the coolest. And every once in a while, we would get hand-me-downs to play dress-up. And a lot of their prom dresses ended up kind of in this bin under the stairs.
Okay.
Either at the next-door neighbor's house or across the street or at our home. And we would love to play dress-up. And
I used to keep my little brother in a bin under the stairs.
Oh, stop.
My mom would be, where's Brian? I don't know. I haven't seen him for days.
So there's the difference, I guess.
You know how you did that in high school, though? You would always cut the sleeves off the t-shirt.
Because John Oates did it when Hall & Oates were on tour, so you had to do it too.
No, I don't think that was the reason.
Not.
It was just at Southern, there were just a couple of things that kind of...
Go ahead, blame Southern Columbia.
There were just these weird fashion things that we would do.
Perhaps
in the late
you invented
90s.
Them.
Maybe. I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. You may or may not.
Camo is very cool. During homecoming week, we always had camo day.
Yeah.
And then if you wore a t-shirt to practice, like to track practice, you kind of always cut the sleeves off, like sun's out, guns out. But we didn't say that back then.
Listen, where I grew up.
I may say that in my high school days.
Where I grew up, when people were wearing camo, it meant something was going down.
Oh, okay?
God. Oh, scary. So anyway, so I like the MTV shirt. It'll get us ready for Flashback Friday.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's looking pretty cool.
Thank you.
And the pastel jacket that you have on top of the...
That's she can be
so
in Hollywood right now. Yeah.
This is more like it's a business type. This is more like 1994-ish.
But it's like pastel pink. It's like Duran Duran or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Throwback. All I need is a choker.
Her name is Laura, and she dances on the sand.
I do.
News is next.
Hi, this is Bob Schoenig.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. At 6:46, good morning. We're about 15 minutes away from Flashback Friday. Get your requests in right now, social media, or text them, or use the toll-free line. Whew, I'm a little whipped. I just got my physical therapy, and we're doing a little futsal with Murphy here.
Yeah, that was fun, though.
Yeah,
it was super cute. We have a big ball in here, and he was running around playing. I'll put it up on the Tom and Laura Instagram story.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I'll share the video. It was super cute. We were like, happy Friday. But then I did warn you, oh, my God, please don't hurt yourself.
We realized me coming off of surgery, I'm playing soccer with a dog that weighs about 30 pounds now.
Impressive, but scary at the same time.
Exactly.
Glad you came in unharmed.
She says, be careful. I'm like, okay.
Be careful.
Here's a good story. I saved it for you, Laura, being the pet person on the crew here. Matt, where do you think this story's coming from?
Florida.
Of course it is. There's a bill in the Florida Senate that would make it illegal to pet your dog while you're driving your car.
Ooh.
Interesting fact.
Like texting and driving.
Exactly. It was mentioned by one of these pet owners interviewed on Florida TV.
I put a bed in the seat next to me, and Bella sits in the bed.
That'd be kind of hard, because you still have to deal with them like a kid, kind of, so that'd be hard. People driving with their dogs in the front seat, they could jump in their lap at any time and they could wreck.
That's a tough one, because it's almost like texting
and driving.
As long as I'm driving safely, there's really no reason for them to have a say.
He has a bed in the passenger seat up front, but you won't be able to, if a cop catches you petting your dog while you're driving, you'll get fined.
So I will say, way back when Dexter was a puppy, I made a huge mistake and allowed him, one of the first weekends I came home, because I lived up in Syracuse.
Right, okay.
I brought him home, and he was so little and so tiny, he slept on my lap.
And he was tiny.
But
tiny dogs get big.
Yes, because I didn't know what to do with him, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I tried on the back seat. He whined. He fussed. He carried on. He jumped. And that was getting more dangerous than just having him on me. Fast forward, though, to when he was big and 70 pounds.
And he wants to sit in your lap.
He wants to sit in my lap. Exactly. Bad idea. So actually, with MacGyver and with Murphy, because MacGyver we rescued when he was younger, and now with Murphy, I carry this blanket back and forth with me, and I put it on the floor of the back seat, and I tell him, go on your blanket, lay down on your blanket, and then I don't touch him, talk to him, or pet him, and he just lays down.
That's a good strategy.
That's very good.
Well, honestly, the best solution is for them to be in a crate in the car, because I always think about, like, what would happen in an accident? They kind of just go flying.
Yeah, that's true.
So I tried with Dexter way back when to put a harness on him and attach it to the seatbelt. He chewed through the seatbelts.
Oh, of course he did.
Of my old Toyota.
Of course, yes.
So it didn't pass inspection because it didn't have any back seatbelt.
I'm surprised MacGyver didn't do that.
No, Mac was actually really good, but I think it was because we started from day one, just no petting, no talking, no touching, stay in the back.
Let us know what you think, guys. Do you let your dog in the front seat? Do you let him in the driver's seat? I've seen it. Front Street Sunbury. A guy drove by me the other day. I didn't see him. All I saw was a dog with his front paws on the steering wheel. I was like, there's something you don't see.
I just worry about a crash and them going through the windshield.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I think I don't think that we need a law. Just some common sense.
94KX. Flashback Friday up next. Your requests. Text them in. Call them in toll free. Use social media. News is on the way with sports and AccuWeather. News guy Matt's got a traffic update. What's going on, bud?
Yes. Vehicle into the median, I-80 eastbound. Mile markers 222 and 223. So that's right before the Danville exit, or after the Danville exit, I should say, as you're heading eastbound. So you'll be aware of that. Yes.
Lots of people heading into Geisinger for Their 7 a.m. shift, look out. Expect some delays. News next. Welcome to a Flashback Friday. She's little in the middle, but she got much back. Sir Mix-a-Lot for Catherine texted in this morning. Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. Now, you know, some of the songs, you know, you're old when some of the songs you hear on a Flashback Friday are actually television commercials now. Have you seen it? The sports channels, even the Weather Channel, I think. No, probably they're all pharmaceutical commercials. The sports channels are playing the heck out of a new pizza commercial. I like big crust, and I cannot lie. That's when you know. Yeah, I'm getting old. Flashback Friday. There you go, Mike. Texted in. He wants to get a little crazy on a Friday.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we're here. Flashback Friday, your requests, any way you can get them to us.
That's right. 1-800-326-94KX. Or you can even message or post to the 94KX Facebook page or text 49330.
What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Best Picture Oscar winner Green Book.
Yes! Woo-hoo!
Yes. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. So next week, Captain Marvel opens, and that means that this week there's nothing too major opening because they know they're going to get buried next week. So we only have two movies to talk about, starting off with a Madea family funeral. Tyler Perry returns as Madea, and this time she travels to backwoods Georgia, where she finds herself unexpectedly planning a funeral that might unveil unsavory family secrets.
The trailer looked funny.
This is supposedly the last Madea movie. They've been very up and down in terms of quality. Some of them I thought were really funny. Some of them I thought were pretty terrible. So we'll see where this one lands.
All right.
But this is supposedly the last Madea movie.
Okay.
And then we've got the thriller Greta. A young woman befriends a lonely widow who's harboring a dark and deadly agenda towards her. This one stars Chloe Grace Moretz and the great French actress Isabelle Huppert.
I like both of those actresses.
I do too.
I will not be seeing this movie.
Why the plot or what?
I just don't like scary movies.
Okay.
I say it every time.
Mike
mentions a horror. I know. Yeah. We're well aware. Yeah.
So what are you going to see today, Mike?
I'm going to start off with Madea just because sheer curiosity of how they're going to end it with her.
Yeah.
There is a part in the trailer where they're at the funeral and they're playing some kind of dance music and the casket pops open and they all just start running.
Yeah.
That's
funny.
Those
are the warped things you think of when you're at a funeral. You
know? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So she goes, we're out of here. Anyway, enjoy the movie. What are we reviewing coming up?
I'll review Fighting With My Family.
Oh, cool.
Fighting with your family, or is that a movie?
It's a movie, yes. Oh.
It looks funny. I'm hoping that it is.
With me, it's just a weekend.
Okay. You don't need that.
Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I feel like an old DJ in the 70s now. That's whenever I see your smiling face. It was texted in by Doug for Lisa in Sunbury. Now back to the countdown. Anything?
I love listening to those, though. Like at the 70s on 7 Series XM. Those are awesome.
Yeah, I like those things.
Yes, I do listen to that channel.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, happy Friday. We always move the celebrity birthdays and the local birthday buddies. Today is Justin Bieber's birthday.
Hey, the Biebs.
The Biebs is 25, and guess who else? Kesha is 32.
I do love my girl Kesha.
Those two dudes should do a song together. What do you guys think?
That would be awesome.
Imagine what it would sound like.
They both used to be like really bad behaved. And now they've matured.
They're really good.
Yeah, tone it down. Yeah.
You see what a birthday will do? It'll mature you. Right now, it's time for Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies.
We got a ton of them.
We do.
Happy birthday to Ashley Simpson. Didn't she have a couple of hits in the 80s?
She did.
She's 25 years old today.
Paula Hoagland from Sunbury is 50.
Jen Gogler from Middleburg is 33. Happy birthday.
Kara Fisher of Freeburg is 35.
Rhonda Dietz from Sunbury is 45.
Jennifer Wolf from Norrie is 46. Happy birthday.
Chuck Miller is 45 today. Happy birthday.
Sarah York is the big 4-0, 40.
Candace Daskandy from Shebokin is 61. Happy birthday.
Dana Ritter from Sealands Grove is 47.
Stephanie Dirk from Sunbury is 45.
Kayla English from Sunbury is the big 3-0. Happy birthday.
Dina Lesher from Trevorton is 53 today.
Sue Perry from Sunbury is 54.
I've got another milestone. Kelly Peffer, the big 5-0. Happy birthday.
50. Jamie Boop is 36 today.
Tara Benner from Sealands Grove is 43.
Christy Wren is 39. Happy birthday.
Jamie Hendricks is 55 today.
Teresa Fager from Herndon is 65 today.
Lori Derrick is 54. Happy birthday.
Kylie Dirk texted in today, 23 years old.
Vicki Jones from Lewisburg is 52.
Mike Weaver from Paxinus is 39. Happy birthday.
And a happy little birthday, finally hitting double digits. Bryce Wentz from Northumberland is 10.
Aw, happy Woo-hoo. Birthday.
What do you do on your 10th birthday? Eat too much ice cream?
Yeah, double digits. Yeah. That's a big one.
That's a milestone. Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right. We love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you'd like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Text us at 49330 or call us at 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, except on Fridays when we're a tiny bit behind schedule.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't do it, Kesha. I have to admit. You know Kesha.
I got Jesus on my necklace.
I got birthday bodies.
I got birthday
bodies.
I do love Kesha.
It's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies on 94KX.
There are jobs and
94KX. What is going on over there? Do I have to separate you guys?
Probably. You're like the dad in the room. You have to, don't make me turn this car around.
Don't make me turn this show around. Many, many generations of Tom and Laura in the morning on a Flashback Friday. Before we go to Movie Mike, I was looking at a list of restaurants and the year they were born. And you're supposed to match it up to your birthday. So, Laura?
1982.
Olive Garden was born the year you were born.
You're welcome.
That's an excellent birthday.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, America. Free breadsticks and salad for all.
Okay, Matt, how about you, buddy?
1993.
Let's see what we got. We got a Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Okay. Yeah, all right. Chipotle, that'll do. All right.
I'll take it.
Before we go to the real old guy, we should probably ask Movie Mike what year he was born.
1968.
Oh, I thought you were younger than that. Let's see. Wendy's.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Yay. I love Wendy's.
So do I.
Yeah, Movie Mike, great. That hot and juicy Movie Mike.
We're all doing pretty good here. Frosties and french fries for the win.
Such a great combo.
Right? You dip them in. Yes. Salty with the sweet.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. The year I was born, Hardee's. Are there any left besides that one on the way to Harrisburg?
Yes, it's there on the right-hand side, 322-22. Hardee's, yeah. It's right there.
That's like the only one, though.
I think they're in the south. Seriously. Okay.
All right.
South of Mason-Dixon.
Well, there you have it. The restaurants that were born with Tom and Laura in the morning.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Best Picture Oscar winner Green Book. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Fighting With My Family is based on the true story of WWE superstar Paige. And if you're like me, your first reaction to hearing that is probably, who? Rest assured, you don't need to care about professional wrestling to enjoy this movie. Florence Pugh plays Paige, a girl from a small England town. Her parents run a wrestling school, and she and her brother both dream of joining the WWE. After applying, she gets signed, he doesn't. Vince Vaughn plays the no-nonsense coach who guides her through training, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a small supporting role as himself. There are two parts to Fighting With My Family. The scenes with Paige trying to climb the ladder in the WWE work because of the star-making performance from Florence Pugh. The actress has an appealingly feisty quality on screen that immediately earns our empathy. The other part involves Paige's relationship with her brother, and it's even better. Co-star Jack Loudon does effective, understated work, capturing his character's wounded pride, the way it tears him up inside to see his sister get the opportunity he's dreamed of all his life. The movie's storytelling approach is pretty standard. Not much here is new or innovative. That's okay because it executes the formula well. Fighting With My Family is nicely acted, observant about family relationships, and yes, often quite funny, even if you don't know a camel clutch from a dragon sleeper. And I don't. I used a Google search to come up with some wrestling terms.
We don't either,
Yeah, that's what I figured. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 3 Vince McMahons.
Vince McMahons.
That's a lot of Vince McMahons.
You don't have to like wrestling. I know nothing about wrestling. I don't care about wrestling. But it's really more about the family dynamic of this girl getting the dream her brother wants, and he's That's a little cool. bitter about it, and she feels a little guilty, and what happens as she pursues his her dream and what was his dream. So I highly recommend it. It's a really funny movie. And
sounds good.
Very cool. well acted, yeah.
Sounds a lot better than, I thought the movie was about me visiting my mom this weekend for her 83rd birthday.
83
I thought that would be family fighting there going on.
Yeah.
It's the Irish way to do things. Hug, kiss, slap, scream, and then wish happy birthday.
Slansha.
Nice.
Yeah. You'll be back Monday.
I'll be back on Monday.
Have a good weekend, Mike.
You too.
Flashback Friday, all the way back to the 70s. Dana texted it in on our 94KX text club. Could you play the Brady Bunch, It's a Sunshine Day? I grew up in the 70s, and that song makes me feel good. It's kind of cheesy, but it does make you feel good.
It makes you smile. It's just like you kind of want to la, la, la,
I couldn't
la,
help
la,
but
la,
seeing
la,
Chelsea la. Dance around here.
Well, what's pathetic is you and I both thought it was the Partridge Family.
Yes.
And that is really sad. I know. And it's the Brady Bunch.
That's like calling the Beatles the Stones.
Don't do that. I know. Because she was like, is that? I was like, yeah, it's the Partridge Family. And you're like, no.
It's the Brady Bunch.
Well, we were born in the 80s, so.
Yes.
Give us some slack.
I know,
Do you have any idea, ladies, what I was doing in the 80s?
I don't think we can talk about
I'm
that on
scared.
The radio.
Mm-hmm. You should be.
I'm scared.
It's 8:16 on a Flashback Friday. Once a month, we do a Figo Friday. Chelsea Pagana Davis is with us. Always good to see you.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on this busy morning. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming
What are we talking
in.
About today?
We're talking about morning routines and how, you know, your morning is your recipe for success for the rest of the day.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So I wanted to ask, are you scared? So you guys are both morning people. You obviously are. You 100%. Have to be to have this job. But I just wanted to discuss our morning routines. I'll start with mine if you guys want.
Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to inspire you guys. You know, I mean, my morning routine has evolved so much since I've had a kid. I'm actually posting a video on Facebook today, and I recorded it a few years ago. But just what my morning routine looked like, you know, maybe then, but it's a little different now. But nowadays, I basically, you know, wake up and let me start by saying I'm striving to get that 8 hours of sleep a night. Mm. And I know how challenging that is for people, but that is what makes my morning start out, you know, on the ball. So,
especially people with children. It's hard to get those 8 hours.
It's very challenging.
Or puppies.
Yes.
More about that later.
Yeah.
Go to bed earlier.
Yeah, we can talk about my morning routine. Yeah.
Yes. But,
so how has yours changed?
Yeah. Well, having a kid, you know, I work part-time. So on my work days, it's a little bit different than my stay-at-home days with my daughter. But basically, this does not change. I wake up, chug a huge glass of water. Like, that's going to ramp your metabolism for the day. So, you know, don't forget about that. And then I refill that water and just kind of sip it throughout the morning. But then I drink coffee. Coffee's a great metabolism booster for the day. You know, there's a lot of bad rap that goes to coffee, but it's good for you. It really is. And then actually nowadays I've been doing prayers and daily meditation in the morning. I'll wake up a little bit before Cam does and try to get that just 15 minutes of solitude in. And I've really realized that that's helped me with my mental focus and clarity throughout the day.
So physical and mental.
Yeah, spiritual.
Preparation is important.
Yep. And then, you know, Cam will get up and, you know, we'll watch the news and or watch Sesame Street, depending on, you know, who's in control of the channel changer for
depending
the morning.
Depending on her mood.
And sometimes you can't tell the difference.
No. But yeah, we eat like a light breakfast. Sometimes if it's a workout day, like we'll share a little protein bar. I make these cute little energy bites and we both love those. And then I try to get my workout in for the morning. And sometimes it's just a quick 15-minute workout and we're doing it together. So that's inspiration for, you know, some moms out there and, you know, stay-at-home dads that you could still work out with your kids. But, you know, if you're on your way to work too, that 15-minute workout, it's very possible. You can do it. It's only 15 minutes.
Now with Laura, her morning workout has changed because it now involves counting steps as in walking large puppy.
Yes, I know. We understand that you just got a new puppy.
Oh, yes. I have a brand new fur baby. Murphy is currently down in his crate because we are crate training him.
Wow.
And now the 4 a.m. wake up comes and instead of doing 15 minutes of yoga like I normally would do. Mm-hmm. I do like to stretch in the morning. Now we are out the door. Big dog MacGyver and soon to be big dog Murphy.
Yeah.
And I are walking down Hillside Avenue in Healdsburg.
Yeah, but that's positive though because you're waking up and you're active. You know, like you're waking up and, you know, I know you use a fitness tracker and those steps, they really count throughout your day.
They do. My steps have actually doubled since I got the puppy.
I'm sure.
Which is interesting
because
I was trying to average 10,000 a day like recommended, but now it's averaging more between 15 and 20,000 depending.
Like who's walking who here?
Isn't that the question?
Yeah.
And then after that, I puppy can Big Dog get breakfast. I have, I like lemon water in the morning. So yes. I have lemon water and then I'll have my, I only drink one cup of coffee.
Yes.
So I'll have my cup of coffee and then I wait to eat until later.
Okay.
Because I can't eat. It's so early.
And that's okay. You know, a lot of people ask me when should I, you know, eat my biggest meal of the day. It's always like eat like a king for breakfast, eat like a prince for lunch, eat like a peasant for dinner. And I say that more so about thinking about your energy stores throughout mm-hmm. the day. You want your most of your energy in the morning and then you're kind of winding down throughout the day. But, you know, if you're just not hungry when you first wake up, it's okay. Like, have a little something, a little protein bar, protein shake, even like a banana with your coffee. And then maybe your bigger okay. meal is a little later, like a late breakfast or, you know, it's a bigger lunch. And that's okay. It's,
okay, cool.
It differs for everybody.
Now, so, with me, I'm tip. A little off course, but for the new year, I'm still on course. I get up in the morning. I'm still doing like steel cut oatmeal or
nice.
Some kind of whole bran or something like that, doing a lot of fiber.
Yes.
But now, given my recent surgery, there's no exercising for now.
Wow, yeah.
I don't want my leg to fall off or anything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, and much. That's phases of life. It's okay. Like, listen to your body. You can't be, you know, getting it in like that right now. So just right now, healthy breakfast, love it.
That's it. 3 to 5 weeks to recover from this surgery that involved complications that were unforeseen. So I guess I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
A lot of lemon water. Just trying to walk upright.
Yes, well, water is a great detox, you know, for you guys.
So the morning's important, right?
Oh, it's so important. But the key is to prep the night before. I mean, it doesn't just start in the morning. It starts and it initiates, you know, in the evening after dinner, after you put the kids to bed, whatever. You got to pack that gym bag. You got to get your breakfast prepped, ready to go. Actually, I'm going to be sharing a recipe for healthy oatmeal pancakes.
Cool.
So we'll share that. If you don't mind, share it on the 94KX page.
There you go.
They're so delicious. Prep them ahead. Reheat and top them with your favorite toppings. So delicious.
Wow.
Excellent. We have a YouTube video right now talking about morning routines that we're going to post up right now on 94KX Facebook. And of course, Chelsea, first Friday of every month, it's Figo Friday. Thanks so much.
Stay Figo. Stay fresh, kids.
Okay, kids, what time is it?
94KX and a flashback Friday. A Night at the Opera was one of my favorite albums in the 70s, Queen, and You Are My Best Friend. Everyone remembers Bohemian Rhapsody from the album, but that song there and another song called I'm in Love with My Car were my favorite tracks on that album. Going way back, I just did a flashback. Speaking of cars, we all grew up in different decades. Laura Good, did your dad ever have a station wagon?
Do you know what? No, but my Uncle Jackie did, and it was a Woody.
Oh!
It was awesome.
It had the fake wood grain on the side.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
It was really cool. I love that car, actually.
Now, going to the younger generation of the morning show, there's Guy Matt. Your dad ever have a station wagon?
Actually, I think he did, but I don't think the kind that Laura just said. It was
not
like
a Woody? No?
No, there was one of like the newer kinds, but they didn't look new.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I loved sitting in the back.
That third row, fourth row seating before they even called it that.
But it was backwards.
They were like rumble seats.
Yeah. Yes, rumble seats facing backwards out the rear windshield.
I grew up shortly after the automobile was invented. So, but yeah, we had station wagons as long as I could remember. My dad was a Ford guy. That's where I get it. Mm-hmm. So we had the ranch wagon. We had the country sedan. Nice. We had all this stuff. And as the Morganzo clan got bigger, I had maybe 20 brothers and sisters. I lost count. We all just piled them in there. There weren't seatbelts. You just got in the back and you rode. Well, now the station wagon is being considered extinct. And guess who they blame? I blame the invention of the SUV, right?
Is it that or is it the minivan?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. Very good. Possibly the minivan. They are blaming vacation.
Now, I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
I don't want to drive it. I just want my old car back.
There you go. The truckster. So, yes, I'm thinking the SUV or the minivan.
I think the minivan.
My late great father-in-law wanted me to buy an SUV in the a minivan in the worst kind of way. I said, not me.
No.
I bought the first Ford Explorer to roll off the assembly line in 91.
Mm-hmm.
Then I bought a 93. Then I bought a 95 and a 98 and an 03 and an 06 and an 08.
So that was your car.
Yeah, for all my girls, pile them into the SUV, which is basically a station wagon lifted up.
Lifted up, yeah. My dad went from having a car to then when there were, you know, a bunch of us, it was Ford Explorer.
There you go.
Explorer, and now it's an Escape.
Ah, because the family has downsized. Mm-hmm. I went Explorer to Expedition, and then a couple of Escapes for the kids when they went to high school. It's all SUVs.
Now, my mom still drives an Expedition, and we keep telling Boucha that she needs to keep it because then that way the entire family can be in one car. We're like, don't get rid of it, Mom.
Absolutely there agree. You go. Go on a family vacation, right? Everybody pile in.
Mm-hmm, it's nice.
But wouldn't it be cool just to bring back the station wagon?
I want the Bronco. Ford, are you listening? I want the Bronco. They we keep pushing it back.
We don't need no Bronco 2 neither. We need the full size.
I want the full size Bronco. Please and thank you.
I'm in love. Today's Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. I haven't heard that song in a long time.
It's a good one. Mike Boyer actually messaged that on the 94KX Facebook page with hashtag Flashback Friday, which you guys can always do. You can always post up on our Facebook page. I'll get it or Tom will see it. And with the hashtag Flashback Friday, we'll be sure to play your song.
And we love when the songs bring memories, flashbacks, of course, or some kind of energy. You know, like it's not that we don't like Faithfully by Journey or, you know, Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
That one was requested. It's a little bit of a downer.
Yeah, and it's Friday and we want to get crazy. So when we hear like the Brady Bunch requested, that's like, what? We'll play that? Of course we will. And stuff like Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train and that kind of stuff. It's just fun to play on a Friday. It brings a different flavor.
It does. It does indeed.
And when you play a cheesy song from the 80s, it makes your outfit look worthwhile today. Your MTV t-shirt and your light pink blazer.
Thank you. Vintage.
Yeah?
Okay. Vintage for the win.
The studio loves it. Flashback Friday, every Friday on 94KX.
Oh, the weather outside.
41 WQKX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Hope you enjoyed Flashback Friday as much as we did. Nothing like wrapping it up with a cheap trick and surrender. I got to surrender. I got to go home and take a nap now.
That's fine.
It's been a long week.
Maybe even next week you take it easy too, honestly.
Oh, don't tell upper management that. There'll be a memo. I'm coming back next week.
There's going to be no memo. Tom, you were supposed to be off the whole week.
I know. I was stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Surprise. Wow. You stubborn?
Never. I may have been a little stubborn.
But you can only lay at home so many days and watch Price is Right.
There it is.
At some point, you have to come to work.
Kyle's got my back.
Especially since Bob Barker is no longer the host.
Well, not only Price is Right, but I'm a big sports guy. But when you turn on ESPN TV and they keep repeating the same story, that's why when I came in today, I was like, wait a minute, Bryce Harper signed with the Phillies? There's news. I was like, that's all they talked about for 24 straight hours.
All right, so then this weekend, what are you going to do then?
Kyle and I are going on a happy fun trip.
No, you're not.
We're going bar hopping.
No, you're not. If you are coming back full-time next week, what are you going to do?
We're going bar hopping to all the fire companies, and here's the trick. Here's the trick. Kyle's going to fireman's carry me in and out because I can't walk.
All right, fine. I'll meet you at the hookies.
Hookies it is. Kyle's coming up next. Have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.